Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
anchor my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle.
Welcome to the Healing Fountain Radio Show. And we have a real transatlantic co-creation for you today, because not only do we have people from the United States in the chat room live, but we also have, as our very special guest, Rosalie Mio, speaking to us live from Australia. And we'll be bringing her on just in a few moments. And she's a lady that I've been seeing around the internet for years. since about 2006, I think, when I met her on lightworkers.org. And today she's going to be sharing with us ancient Egyptian numerology called Gematria. Well, I haven't heard of that actually before, but I'm really interested to find out all about it, because as most of you know, I'm really into Egyptian myself. I always wear an ankh. I just love anything to do with Egypt. And so she's a medium, healer, teacher, and a Reiki Karuna Saishan master who loves to co-create. And don't all us like workers love to co-create? Well, everybody I've been speaking to this week has never been so tired in their lives, so they're all telling me. And I feel the same way myself, but it's only natural, really, because, as I say, we're all connected to Mother Earth, being that we're really in tune with our planet, and look what she's going through. So we're bound to be feeling really tired and out of sorts. So you're not on your own, so don't be depressed about it. It's just part of the great shift. So in fact, we need to fasten our safety belts and enjoy the ride, because it might be quite a bumpy one. Anyway, before we actually bring Rosalie on, we haven't got Gary, by the way. He's not grounding the energies in the United States as usual, because I believe that he went to Louisiana on a trip and he's lost his luggage somewhere. And so he's gone back to the station to find out where it is. So let's hope he finds it, because it's so annoying if you lose your luggage. Anyway, he'll probably be back next week because he's usually here. Okay, so we're going to play a lovely song requested by Rosalie, and it's a friend of ours called Emmanuel Dagher, and he's actually on lightworkers.org. I think he's the creator of lightworkers.org, but if I've got that wrong, Rosalie will correct me when she comes on. But he's got a beautiful voice, and he's written this song, and we're going to give him a spin. Here we go.
Time.
Oh, that was a beautiful song from Emmanuel, On Your Own. But as you know, we're never truly on our own. There is always someone with us, guiding us, protecting us, helping us down our path and helping us back onto it if we've got lost off it. Anyway, right, I think we're going to bring our guest on. I've put a little link in the chat room. If you want to just click on it, if you can see the link there, and click on the YouTube video, pull up your player and pause it. And we'll do the countdown after we've had a word with Rosalie. Hey there, Rosalie.
Yes, I am. Thanks, Jen. How
are
you?
Hiya. All right, thanks. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a real honour to be invited, so I thank you.
Oh, we're honoured to have you. Thank you for coming along the show. Because you're well-known all over the world, aren't you? You've got a website that you do private readings for people, don't you, with your gematria.
Yes, I do, online and in person.
Now, you said that my number was 3.
That's right.
With English, well, with numerology outside the world, my number is 4. So I just wondered how it's different from our numerology. How do you arrive at number 3?
Okay. How you arrive at number 3 is actually how I teach it. So I can't explain that one.
Oh, right.
But it is different to the Western numerology. It fits in, though, because I've had a lot of Western numerologists do my courses, and they say it fits in perfectly. The main difference with gematria, it is ancient Egyptian. You can't find it anywhere on the net, actually.
It's no.
But the Egyptians do use it. Now, the main difference between the Western and gematria is, in the Western numerology, they say, change your name, change your vibration. Mm-hmm. In gematria, they believe, the ancients believe, you are you on your birth certificate, not the name that you changed to when you got married. You are you on your birth certificate. So if you colour your hair or you change your name, sorry, you are you. So it doesn't change you. And with gematria, you're brought in with 3 numbers, actually. What you're born with, what you've come to learn, and your highest potential. Now, what it does is it shows you these are the aspects. If I do a full chart, today I can actually do the personality, which is very, very important because that's how you present yourself to the world, is your personality. And it's always one-off. You said you're a 4. It's always that one-off when you do gematria. Now, when I do a full chart, it actually, there's not a thing you wouldn't know about a person if you do a chart for someone, because it covers the personality, the body, the mind, the spirit, the soul, your at heart, which is your emotional, how you give and receive love, your consciousness, and your life purpose. So it does work on every level of your being. It's actually it's a divine science of numbers, letters and colours, actually. So it actually helps you to understand how you behave and how others behave with you. As a tool for me personally, as a healer and a reader, actually, it's fantastic because very, very quickly, in about 30 seconds, I can find out what your personality is. So if somebody comes in for a reading or a healing and they're a little bit closed, you know, they're a little bit sort of feeling, I don't know if I really want to hear this. You give them the numbers of who they are and instantly they open, instantly, because you have given them a fact of who. You know, so with you, Jeannie, I don't know whether you, Jan, sorry.
It's okay.
It's the Australian way of your spelling. So as a healing, for instance, if someone comes in with your number, which is a beautiful number of the child, I can play with you. I can give you a reading or a healing in a very gentle but playful way. But if someone comes with a business number, who is more, you know, logical and such, then I'm going to be more logical with the healing.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Because, I mean, we're all different. Well, I mean, I suppose within a certain gambit, within certain parameters, we're all different. But as you said, if somebody's got the number of a businessman, he's going to have a different personality to myself.
Yes.
Obviously.
Easier, much easier to sort of say, okay, we're going to do it this way, and we do it quite logically. You know, where I might, with you, I might have a little bit of a joke, a bit of a play, and you'll be relaxed, ready for it. So they completely are open, knowing this. So as a tool, it is fantastic. And not only as a tool for someone who's doing healing, but everyday people, if you were to meet someone straight away, and I have a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I'm going to meet a new man. I'll get his numbers. straight away, they pull up the personality and they go, uh-huh, this is good, or this won't suit me. But there's no such thing as a bad number. And the other thing, I wake up of a morning and say what day it is. Now, I will tell you how to get the day, and that is you add the day to the month and bring it down to a single number. So yeah. Today is number 9. And number 9 is the number of success and leadership. You see, so I wake up and think, oh, it's a number 9 today. This is a good day to sign any contracts or a good day to do a show.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad it was a number 9 day for you. Did you work that out before you said, yes, you'll come on the show on this date?
No. I know the number is perfect. But it's beautiful. It's a beautiful. Egyptians do use it. I checked that one out.
Yeah.
And I've been doing it since 1993, and I teach it as well. And it's just so spot on, really spot on. So, no, it's wonderful. If anyone would like me to do a quick reading with their personality, I'm quite happy to.
Yeah, if you want to call in. The guest call-in number is 646-929-0461. And if you're calling from outside the United States, it's 001. So from Britain, it would be 001-646-929-0461. And I'm sitting right here on the switchboard waiting to take your calls. If you'd like to speak to Rosalie, then give her your special number. And, well, she'll give you your special number and a special reading for you. Wow, that sounds absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, it's very different, as in it's very simplistic. You know, it doesn't take as long to learn as the Western one. It's just absolutely spot on. It truly is. So I often do these courses, and I do them over Skype and also in my classroom on my site, so...
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to come to some of your classes.
It doesn't take very long to learn it. So, you know,
I'd love to do that.
Yeah, it's just so good.
And I'm sure there are people listening in on the radio and in the chat room who would love to learn it too. So you've got a website, and that is, let me just have a look. That's your YouTube one. But you've got thecrystalgateway.org.
Isn't
that right? That's the one that people get on to contact you, thecrystalgateway.org. Yeah. And that's where you can find out about the courses that Rosalie runs. And you've also got a YouTube account as well, don't you?
Oh, yes. And I'm on Facebook. And I'm on... I'm everywhere, hey. Absolutely. But, you know, if anyone even in the chat room want to ask any questions about it, that's fine. You know, just ask me, because it's, it is different. And it's just beautiful.
Right. Now, we did have somebody there trying to phone me directly, but it was Les. Les, if you could just call
just
again and... Call Blog Talk Radio, the number I gave you, and press 1 to put your hand up in the chat room. And then we know that you're on the switchboard. Because I couldn't actually add you to this call in case we cut the guest off. So if you could try calling in again, please, Les, on 646-929-0461. or something happened. You might have dialed that number, but something happened and it would have cut my phone call off to the switchboard if I'd have answered that one. Sorry, Rosalie, what were you saying?
No, that's okay. I was going to say, too, when I do the reading, if people say, oh, no, I'm nothing like that, then it means it's a gauge. It means you're not being your true self. And people often say, how do I know I'm my true self, you know? How do I know who I am? Well, when you're not being someone for your parents, your teacher, your friends, whatever, when you're just being you, that's who you are.
Yeah.
You know, simply. And if you're not being your true self, you will reverse completely to what you are. I'm the same numbers as you. And
yes.
Number three is number of the child, full of joy, full of faith, always wanting to expand your mind and very much like a child, okay? So if I'm miserable and I'm not full of joy and I'm closed, I know I'm not me. And,
yeah.
You know, you got to give yourself a kick in the butt and say, get back to who you really are, or are you allowing someone to take you out of who you are? Because, you know, we allow it all.
That's true, we do. And there's times in my life when I've realised that I have allowed someone to take my power from me. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's so easy to do if you're trusting and you trust people. It's so easy to get yourself in that position.
Yeah, and of course, being the number of the child, we're even more trusting, just like a child, you know. So it's quite fascinating. So I can look back at times in my life when I was not in my joy.
Yeah.
And now, don't take me out of my joy, I won't allow it.
Right. Well, we do actually have someone online now. Should I take the call and see who it is?
Ah, yes, please. That'd be great.
Okay, and then we'll do the video in a little while, but we'll just see who's on the line now. Hello, who's speaking, please?
Hello?
Hi, is that you, Les?
Yes.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Great. All right, thanks. So, we've got Rosalie, and if you want to, I think it's your birth date that she's going to be needing, is it, Rosalie?
Yes,
oh,
please.
Oh, is it the birth date itself?
Yes, please.
The whole date, you know, day, month, year.
In that
date.
It's October 1st, 1951.
Okay. Let me do this quick reading for you. It doesn't take very long.
Fascinating.
Oh, it is. Okay, Les, I'm going to tell you about your personality, how you present yourself to the world. Remember, if you're not being your true self, you will be totally opposite, okay? So, first of all, Les, you are the epitome of a humanitarian. You're very compassionate, you're very caring, you're highly organized. You often care too much for others and hide yourself. And you're always helping others, and you draw people to you that do need help. So you just have to be careful not to care that much for others and just keep some for yourself. Now, this is what you were born with, Les, so this is what you'll always remain, but you've got a learning number. And everyone goes, oh, no, the learning number. But truly, it's good. They're all good numbers. Your learning has been to complete things on this in this life. Number of completion, to be very determined, earthy, take care with decisions, nature loving, you know, you're learning to be loving in nature, and you'd be very good with children. The only thing about number four, be very, very careful, because there are four sides to a box. And fours tend to get themselves boxed in when it comes to material matters. You know, when you've got this bill and that bill and this one, how do I get out of here? You just need to create that door. This is what you're learning, okay? But
yeah.
You're high, and you keep all those. You keep all the eight and the four. Now, for your highest potential in this life is number one, which is all the male qualities. You know, the being very, it's when I say male qualities, it's being very assertive, having the initiative to, you know, start something and get on with it. Very challenging, fighting spirit, and the bright spark. So you'd be the type of person that, in your highest potential, if you're at a party and things get a bit boring, you'd either say or do something to get it going again. So that's what we mean by a bright spark. How does that sound to you?
That sounds very true to what I've experienced so far in this body-mind situation.
Good. Well, that's your personality, hun, and so just stay in that and you'll be fine. Just don't let anyone change you because it will reverse to everything I've said.
Okay. Well, I don't plan on changing.
Good.
Be yourself.
Yeah, be your true self, Les, and all will be well. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Les.
That was right on.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Sure.
And I do have a number in the chat room that someone's just popped in.
Yes.
So could I give you that number, please? Just one second. Right, it's in lighting, and the birth date is the 23rd of the 1st, 1959.
Okay, and I see I've got Michelle there too, so I'll just do this one first. Right. Aha, okay. And what is the name of the person that's...
Enlighting.
Enlighting. Okay. This is who you are. You were born with the number of number 2. By the way, this set of numbers, 217, is the perfect numbers for a spiritual journey. So I hope you're on your spiritual journey. I'm sure you are. Because 2 is all the female qualities. Now, that doesn't mean you're feminine. It just means you're very intuitive, you're very sensitive, very nurturing, and you've come in to learn all about the male qualities, all the assertive, logical, initiative, challenging, fighting spirit. You've come to learn that, and why this is a perfect set. You've come in with the female qualities, but you've come in to learn the male qualities, which you've balanced. And your highest potential is number 7, which is being at one with yourself. And, of course, number 7 is the most spiritual number that you can have. And 7 is the most misunderstood number you can have. So I would like to explain about that. Number 7s tend to work out things within. They withdraw and... you know, do everything within. They don't usually come out and, expect others to help them. And why it's misunderstood, because you would have, I'm sure you're in your highest potential, it's something I'm picking up, at times people will say, oh, he's not listening, he doesn't really care. And it's not that, it's just that you're within, you're working it out within, and it looks like you're not really with people. So you just need to say to people, look, that's just me. Just tap me on the shoulder. I need to reach you. And you just quite easily will come out of that. And also number 7 is very strong channels of intuition. And you love at a very deep level. Number 7s do love at a very deep level. And they find it very hard to trust. So... you know, I always know a number 7 who sits down with me because they're a little bit, you know, unsure. But they soon open up when I give them this little reading. You're very much a good authoritarian and a perfectionist. So just let people know that, like when I say you love very deeply and people will doubt you, it's just you're not gushy. You know, like some people will arms out like us, Jan, you know, with the child. So our arms are out to everyone. Mm. We're number 7 guests are a little bit more reserved until they get to know you. And you're at one with yourself. You love your own space. You love being just you. And if more people would do that, that would be fantastic. Because we're our own best friend, you know. And we can trust us. So that's a beautiful set of numbers. It really is. So I certainly hope you're on your spiritual journey. Because you need to be. So that's for enlightenment. And I'm going to do Michelle. She put her birthday date in the chat room.
Was that Compassionate Siren? There's two in there, and I'm trying to keep scrolling up to find the top one. The top one was the 7th of January 1957. I'm just worried it's going to disappear off the chat page. And anyway, then I can put it back in again. And it's Tamara is January 7th, 1957.
Okay.
I think hers is the top one, I think. Sorry.
That's okay.
If I've got it wrong.
No, I've just got Compassionate Siren. What I've just spoken to enlighten is exactly you, hun. 217, perfect set of numbers for a spiritual journey, and don't we know that? So I've just explained about you. I hope you were listening, Michelle, because you come in with the beautiful female qualities to learn the male qualities and to be at one with yourself. There's very, very strong intuitive abilities, which I know that about Compassionate Siren. Yeah, I know her well. I call her my sister. She's not my biological sister, but she is my sister.
Well, we're all sisters and brothers.
Well, I'm just going to do the other one now. What was the name of the other one that you said disappeared?
Tamara.
Tamara, okay.
Tamara, it could be Tamara. I'm not quite sure. But was it January 7th, 1957?
Yes, that's right. Okay, Tamara, you are the same as Jan and I, 366. So now you're going to hear about Jan without her even giving permission. And I'm talking about me too. Okay, you have come in as the number of the child, full of joy. You think of a child, think of a baby that's fully born, you know, just born. They're full of joy, they're open. You've got a lot of faith. You can be serious and slow when you're trying to perfect something, always wanting to expand your mind. And no matter how old you get, you'll always feel like the big kid inside, like we do, Jen. And you've come in to learn about number six. Number six is the number of energy. Full-on energy. It's family energy, sexual energy, beauty, vitality, artistic abilities. It's a beautiful number, actually. I'm going to say so, even if it is mine and yours, Jen. It is a full-on energy person. We're always go, go, go. And you've not only come in to learn that, but you have that as your highest potential. So people with double six, we are usually 100-mile-an-hour people. We just can't get enough, and we work best under pressure.
Yeah.
It's go, go for us. I see another birthday come up there. So I hope that makes sense to Tamara, because it makes sense to me. One thing I will say about those numbers, 366, because we are so trusting and we are a number of the child, we tend to be taken advantage of because we carry this air of innocence around. We're not, but we seem to carry that air, and people think, here comes another sucker, you know. But it's like a stamp on your forehead. Just take the stamp off. Just let people know you're not quite as innocent as what, you know, they think you are. And you'll be fine. I learned very quickly. Okay, so now we're going to do Chiron. A beautiful name for doing ancient Egyptian numerology.
Yeah.
Okay. Good, we got a different number here. 158. So Kyra, you've come in with all the masculine energies. You were born with the masculine energies. You were born with the initiative, the ability to sort of start something new, have that challenging fighting spirit, be the bright spark at a party. Usually people are when they've got number one. And very much active assertive. However, you've come in to learn number five, which is very much the intellectual capability, being lucky with money, and that doesn't mean gambling. It means having enough for what you need when you need it. That's what lucky with money is. Sensible business communications, writing. You're coming to learn to be a writer. Academic pursuits. And it shows all these numbers. Five is the number of passionate love between lovers. So you've come to learn that one too. So that's a nice one to learn. And your highest potential is, I call number eight, the number of the healer. As I said to Les, it is the humanitarian, very compassionate, very caring, very organized. You're a good organizer in your highest potential. You can be a bit shy sometimes, but you've got very strong endurance qualities. And just be careful, you can become too caring for others and hide yourself. But it is the number of the healer, because no matter what you do, you're always helping others, and you will draw people to you that need help. So that is for you, Kyra, and they're beautiful. They're all, there's no such thing as a bad number. You know, they're all wonderful. Oh, we've got another birthday.
Yeah, that's great. Yes, we've got, for Gabriel, October 17th, 1953.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was a lovely reading for you, Mark.
Yeah. Now, okay, do this. As you can see, just for the personality, it's very quick. For me to do a whole chart, it takes 2 hours, but I only charge $60 to do a whole chart. So it's not,
No, that's not bad, is it?
No, and you do find out everything about yourself, including your life purpose. There you go. You are, now, the name, Gabrielle. Is it Gabrielle? Yes. Okay, this is the number of the healer, number eight. And you, once again, you are the compassionate, caring person who often cares too much for others, hiding yourself. But, of course, we all learn this. You know, we might come in as this, but we learn to be careful of that. Very much an organizer. And always helping others. You know, this is a beautiful number. You should be a healer. Now, when I say you should be a healer, people say to me, people will come, just everyday people, and say, I'm a number eight. And I say, it's a number of the healer. Oh, no, I don't do healing. I say, okay, what do you do? And they might say, oh, I do singing. And I say, well, you're healing. You know, you don't have to be a healer as such, like Reiki healer like I am, or Eugene or whatever. It's when you're helping others, and that's the main thing. So you've come in to learn very much about number four, which is very determined, very earthy. It's actually the logical number. So you've come in really to learn to complete things in this life. Okay, so it is about completion. So you might find what you will do, you'll draw things to you and you won't actually be finishing things, you know, and you'll think, oh, I've come in to learn this. If you know that, you'll make a point of making sure you finish the things. You know what I mean? We do draw things to us to learn. So it will make sense if you've had those things. You've had some unfinished business in this life. And, of course, number one is the masculine energy. It's not really the masculine. I say it wrong. It's the male principles. The number stands for initiative. This is your highest potential, the ability to start something new or original, very challenging, fighting spirit, and once again, the bright spark. At a party when things get a bit boring, you'll say or do something to get it going. So hopefully that feels like you, and if it doesn't, get back to being your true self, and it will be.
Oh, okay. That was lovely.
Thanks for that one. You're welcome.
And I think we've got one more in the chat room before we actually play your video. And we've got Achito from Samadhi Kung Fu website. And his birth date is that just disappearing up the chat page? Yes, it is. It's the
18th of the 6th, 1972. Okay, I won't be long with that. Okay. You have come in as number six. Now, number six, as I said before, it's about energy, but it's also about being creative. It's a very artistic number. So you've come in with a lot of energy. So as a child, you would have been full on, absolutely full on to your parents. Full of energy, family energy, beauty, vitality, energetic, usually working best under pressure, 100 mile an hour person. And now, this is opposite to what Jan and I are. You've got double three. You've come in to learn about having joy, about being joyful, about being the number of the child. Have fun. Learn to lighten up. Lighten up means enlightenment. So lighten up. Have joy, faith, be more open, and you will always, you're learning to just be a fun person. And in your highest potential, you're exactly that. You're full of joy. When you learn this, you're full of joy. You're going to be very open with lots of faith, expanding your mind, and always young at heart. And because you've got double three, once again, I'll give a little warning. Being the number of the child and you've got the double means that you're going to be doubly careful of not allowing anyone to take advantage of you because you're so trusting. You're the child, double. And, you know, you will seem so, innocent, even though you may not be, I'm only presuming.
Sounds like a detail.
But just be careful. Take the stamp off your forehead. Let people know that you're not that innocent. But it's a beautiful number. You would be such fun to have around. and without even meeting you, having double three, you would be just a big kid.
Oh, he's lovely.
There you go. So how does that sound? Sounds like him?
Yes, it definitely does. Yes.
Okay, so how is that? It's a little quick reading, but as I said, that's just your personality. But, you know, once you get in touch with who you truly are, you live up to those numbers, and it's that simple. It truly is.
That's really good, really brilliant.
Good. I'm just so passionate about it. I hope that you one day can learn it. And I'm not necessarily saying to me, but it would be really good to learn it because, by gee, it really helps me in my day-to-day living.
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to be your next customer, if you don't mind.
not at all. It doesn't take that long. It actually just takes 3 2-hour sessions on Skype and in my classroom.
Oh, right.
So you learn it quite quickly.
Yeah, that sounds really good. Oh, Westy one on. We're having a problem with the vocal cords. Vocal cords were frozen. Oh, dear. So we'll have to send loads of healing to Westy when we do the healing meditation shortly, which Rosalie is going to do today, the meditation. And but before we do that, we're going to click on that YouTube link that I've put in there. So if you haven't already pulled up your player and paused it, could you do that now, please, and then put a little heart in the chat room when you've done that? Can you see the link? I'll put it in again. The YouTube is actually Rosalie's YouTube, and we're going to paste the link back in again. You can click on that, pull up your player and pause it, and then when everybody's ready, I'll count you down.
It's beautiful.
Okay, so if you want to put your hearts in, I'll count you down when we're ready, when you're all ready. There's my ticket, and Holy Moses has got his in. Okay, so I'll start counting down while the rest of you pull up the player and pause it, and then when I say play, we all play it together. Okay, so we'll say 10, sorry, I've got the wrong teeth in. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play.
And so as I turn within, I recognize that there is only one power, one presence, one activity. So, this pattern that connects beats my heart. I am all that is. Pumps blood through my veins. Spiral twist of a flower in bloom. Shiva. Shakti. Omniscient. Omnipresent. Yet closer than my breath. The divine masculine and divine feminine. Merging as one. I am this power. So I speak with divine authority about my life. The universe quickens to meet my every need. I take a breath, knowing that in this moment, the world is mine.
I am all that is.
I claim absolute prosperity as my life. I am certain, expectant, and receptive. Anything that appears to be lack or obstruction is denied right here, right now. For I know deep within that nothing can be taken away. This is rightfully mine. I speak this word, knowing that all my needs are met, and that the goddess within me knows
I am
all it needs to know,
that is,
to flourish and prosper. And so it is. Amen.
Right now it's time to light our candles. We always make a celebration out of lighting the candles, because fire is a very powerful tool which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as always, to send love, light and healing out to all mankind all around the world. I've also lit my Nag Champa, which purifies the atmosphere. The sound is very bad on Skype. Well, over here it is. So I hope you'll not bother about that. We also light our candles because it signifies that we're a healing circle of love and light, and it also represents the light that we take out into the world to help other people to light theirs if they wish. Now, the Nag Shampoo has purified the atmosphere, so we're going to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm. And we'd like to ask the Archangel Michael, please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. And the Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind and all around the world. And thank you too. And we'd like to also ask for the energies of Sananda Jesus and the Magdalene energies. Please be with us now. Thank you. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. Now I'd like to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy. And you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much. And our special guest is Rosalie. Thank you, Rosalie Muir.
I would like to share with you an introduction to grounding within your physical body before today's show. So sitting comfortably and close your eyes and place your hands on your thighs. Focus your attention on your body. Begin with your feet. Then slowly and thoroughly move your awareness up through your legs, thighs, torso, arms, neck and head. Be aware of your breath moving in and out, imagine imagine that you are surrounded by light. And as you breathe in, inhale this light and feel your body filling with it. As you breathe out, exhale any tension, any pain you may feel in your jaw, your face, your shoulders. Exhale any tension you may feel elsewhere in your body. Keep inhaling light, exhaling tension. Inhale light, exhale tension, until you are relaxed and calm. If your mind begins to drift or chatter, gently bring your attention back to your breathing. And now begin to picture tiny roots coming out of the soles of your feet and the bottom of your spine. Feel them growing and growing. Extend them down through your chair and through the floor, all the way down into the earth beneath you. And continue to breathe in light and exhale tension. And as you do, visualize your roots wriggling deep, deep, deep into the ground, taking hold there and connecting you securely to the center of Mother Earth. On the inhalation, imagine that you can breathe through your roots and draw the energy of the earth itself up through your roots, just as you would draw liquid up through a straw. Draw the energy up, up into your body until it fills your heart and begins to course through your entire being. And now bring your attention to the top of your head, to your crown. Visualize this spot, which is about an inch and a half in diameter, beginning to open. From this opening, fibers are emerging, long filaments reaching up like branches through the ceiling, all the way up through the building, stretching up to the sky, out to the heavens. Imagine these filaments connecting you to the sun and all the planets and the stars. As you inhale, breathe in the energy of the heavens, bringing it down, down through these fibers into your body, through the top of your head. Draw this energy down into your heart, letting it fill with the radiant light of the heavens. Feel it coursing through your entire being. And now, breathe in both streams of energy, up from the earth and down from the heavens, at the same time. Allow these two energies to weave together in your heart and fill your body. Keep breathing in the energy up from the earth and down from the heavens. Up from the earth, down from the heavens. Up from the earth and down from the heavens. You are now anchored securely between heaven and earth. Feel the connection, and when you're ready, become aware of your body again, of where you are sitting. Feel your breath rise and fall. Feel your heartbeat. Listen to all the sounds around you. And slowly, slowly, in your own time, open your eyes. My name is Rosalie Muir, and the music has been supplied to us very generously from David Newby. Namaste.
My favorite song. Thank you to Bliss for that one, and to Rosalie for doing the beautiful meditation. And right now it's time to close our chakras. So we go to the top of the head, closing that door, then down to the third eye, closing that door, to the throat chakra, closing that one, and to the heart chakra, closing that door, then to the solar plexus, closing that one, the navel chakra, closing that one, down to the base chakra, closing that one, and to the feet chakra, leaving it open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth at all times. I'm going to ask the Archangel Michael to put it into a pyramid of purple light as used by the ancient Egyptians for protection. He's taking you by the hand and putting you into the pyramid. Soon it's at the top with a blue seal, keeping you safe until next time we meditate, until next time we meet. Thank you. And thank you to the angelic realm. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you for joining us and co-creating the wonderful energy here today. And thank you to Rosalie for the wonderful readings of the numbers, Gematria. If you want to get on our website, it's on our show page. You can actually learn how to do it. And there's only Rosalie teaching it, as far as I know. Okay, we're going to play a lovely track that Rosalie chose, because we don't have much time left. This is a Celine Dion song. Thank you. I thought she was on a motorbike then.
I get wings to fly. Oh, I'm alive.
On here, and aren't we so pleased about it? And happy birthday to Laverne. celebrate. Oh, no birthday, just celebrating life. All right. Well, we're all doing that. That's brilliant. And thank you once again to Rosalie Muir for a fabulous show and fabulous readings of the numbers of people's birth dates and people's lives. And next week we have Jane Dawson, and she's our angel card reader. She's going to be here, so you can phone in and get your readings from her. And we just have time to say goodbye to you. Are you there, Rosalie?
Yes, I am, and thank you for being here. I've loved it.
Thank you. You've been an absolutely marvelous guest. Thank you so much. And your website is, once again, thecrystalgateway.org. And so if you want to get on there, you can learn how to do gematria and learn how to do the readings. And she's a great teacher as well, Rosalie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. And we hope to see Gary next week. We hope he found his luggage okay. And we're going to play out with a Pointer Sisters song. I used to sing this one myself. And it's called I'm So Excited. Thank you. Bye, everyone. Thank you for being here. Bye, Rosalie.
Bye.